This is Neil Doody for Art Sound FM, and this afternoon I'm talking with Claire Cooper, who's about to run a workshop for Ainsley and Gorman called Featuring for the Arts. Good afternoon, Claire.
Hello, how you going?
Good, thank you. Can you tell us what Featuring for the Arts is all about?
I can, although it will unfold depending on what everyone else is bringing in. It's different every time. So I'm an artist who has also been, I guess, a designer, graphic designer, strategic designer alongside that. And it's in something like a workshop featuring with artists where those two worlds come together for me. So featuring has been something like a research method, but also a collaborative tool used to figure out, you know, things around what a company might do, what an organization might do, what the government might do in the coming years to help people, I guess, figure out what the next steps are. So you start from a desired future and work back from there rather than talking about the funk that we're in and how to climb out of it. So as far as artists are concerned, I don't know about you, but I'm not talking to many who are having a peachy time right now.
Yes.
And it is difficult to think about better, brighter days, but it is important to come together to talk about how we might design or craft those things rather than just rolling with the punches.
So the takeaways from the workshop probably differ a lot depending on the participants you get along.
Yeah, I think so. I can't ever really say what people are going to specifically get out of it, but there are people, I've been running workshops like this for about 8 years now, and there are some people who want to come in just to stretch their brains into another kind of thinking about what might be happening next for them and their communities. There are other people that want very tangible plans or advice from the other people around them about what to perhaps avoid based on other people's lived experience.
Yep.
But I think, you know, at its heart for me, it's people coming together to share stories from their lived experience. Sure, we're doing a bit of collective fantasizing, but what we do when we talk about possible futures is make visible the kinds of things that we need to pay more attention to today. Does that make sense? So it's not so much just dwelling in futures, but by talking about futures, we are getting a clearer idea of the things we need to be more creatively critical of in the present.
Yeah, and to give some information or some ammunition, I guess, to go on with in their own practices. So this is happening on the 17th of June. Do you still have vacancies for that course, or is it fully subscribed?
I think there are still a few places left. We're trying to keep it intimate, but also I've been told that we will be sharing some of the outcomes, some of the things that we generate together will be publicly shared afterwards with the permission of everyone involved. So even if you can't make it along to the workshop, you should be able to, you know, peer into the space and hopefully take something away from it.
Terrific. And if you want to know more and book yourself in, the place to go would be the AGAC website, I imagine.
Yes, they're across it.
Okay, agac.com.au if you need to register for that for the 17th of June. Thank you for talking with us this afternoon, Claire, and good luck with the workshop and with the participants who are in for this one. Looks pretty exciting. Thanks
again.
Yeah,
I've got to say, well, I think it's adventurous of this crew to be putting this on, and also
at this time particularly.
Yeah, and really, I think it's really forward, pardon the pun, but really forward thinking about the practical steps with this whole toolkit series. So, yeah, I'm really happy to be working with them.
Wonderful. Thanks again.
No worries.